This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Pearl Gluck's documentary film, titled Divan, is on one level about an antique heirloom couch. It's also about generations of Rebbe stories, stories of the traveling rabbis who slept on that couch back in Hungary, and it's about her quest to find her own place in the Hasidic Jewish culture she comes from. In her film, Pearl Gluck describes growing up in the ultra-Orthodox community of Borough Park in Brooklyn.
It's a whole Yiddish country nestled in Brooklyn. Our music is different, our clothes are different. I didn't speak English till I was 4 years old.
You have people in Brooklyn who have never gone to Manhattan in their lives, and they pride themselves on it. It's a source of pride. I've never gone to Manhattan. What could be in Manhattan? You know, what don't we have in Borough Park?
There was no TV, no movies, and outside of family, no mixing between boys and girls, ever.
Gluck left that Hasidic world. She became an ethnographer and a documentary filmmaker. Her filmmaking took her on a journey in search of that ancestral Hungarian couch. It also became a way to find meaning in her rupture with the Hermetic community of Borough Park.
It's mostly Yiddish-speaking. Most of the people who've come there to settle were survivors of the Holocaust, so they're coming from Poland or Hungary. And what was great about it, actually, was the education. I got an incredible, incredible Jewish education. I was in school till 5, 6 o'clock at night, but I had yearnings. I really wanted to learn a little bit more about what was this other world that was kept at bay.
This seems to percolate within you right around the time that you become a teenager, this desire to leave the fold. And you talk about the fact that your parents get divorced at about this time, which for you as a young woman, a young girl, is something of a miracle, as you put it.
Yeah, it was miraculous on many levels, but in particular for me, because I was able to take that little crack in the family structure. When there was that little crack, it was a place for me to slip, as my great aunt says in the film. And I did, I slipped. And what ended up happening in my case is I ended up being supported in my trajectory out.
When your parents get divorced, you move in with your mother, and you say that there was a period of time that you didn't speak with your father at all.
The problem in my relationship with my father is that I betrayed him, and that is the truth. He set up a really strong background for me, a really powerful foundation, and the choices that I made were basically spitting in the face of the education and the upbringing that I had.
You go to college, which Hasidic girls would not do. They'd get married very early and start having children, which is exactly what your father wants you to do. And you decide that there's one thing you can do for him. If you can't do that, if you can't get married and have kids right away, there's something you can do. And what is that?
That was actually to get the couch. There was a divan or a couch in my great-grandfather's house that Hasidic rebbes slept on in the interwar period. And Hasidic rebbes were like royalty in that world. This is back in Hungary in the interwar period. And basically, if they slept on something, it's kind of George Washington slept here-esque.
This couch, the couch that belonged to your great-grandfather back in Hungary, is filled with rebbe stories, rabbi stories that have been passed on through the generations. Mm-hmm. And you tell one of them from 1914 about the rabbi who tells the men and the boys of this community to go out into the woods and dance.
He drew them out into the fields and the woods and along the streams, dancing and singing. Upon their return, the women rushed over and told them that the Austro-Hungarian army had come to take the men to war. But they were gone. The Rebbe's dance had saved them.
Would this have been a story that you would have heard all the time when you were a girl?
Oh, yeah. These Hasidic stories pepper your life in that world and, frankly, is really, for me anyway, the essence of education. I mean, it's storytelling at its best.
This couch, this divan with all of these miraculous stories behind it becomes some kind of talisman for you, and you go searching for it in Hungary, and you find it. Your father's cousin takes you there, and it's locked up in an old house. It looks like an abandoned house, and you sit on the couch with your father's cousin and start talking about the history of the community and what happened to that town during the Holocaust.
The Rebbe was da gesitzen. Wir sind auf dem Platz. The
Bildam.
This is being with fair direct feel.
He's pointing out exactly where the Rebbe sat. And I say, this is the heart of Jewish life. And I say to him, you know, you must feel really honored to have had this house be the center of Jewish life. Apparently, that's also where they brought all the Jews from around the area before they deported them. And I said, you know, to some degree, there's a little honor in that, a schis, a merit, that this is the final place where a community was truly a community before it was dismantled completely.
Was it not a gewesen, amor?
I think that it's really important for us as the next generation and the generation after to try and find a place of rest for this history. And he's saying that's impossible. He's saying when he comes to this home, what he sees is the death and destruction. He sees how it was turned into a stable and there was horse manure everywhere. You know, so he's saying deep in his heart, he can never shed the reality of what he's been through.
We won't reveal what ultimately happens with this quest for the couch, but it certainly has turned into a metaphor for you through the course of this film. And I wonder, at the end of this story, how it's changed maybe your own perceptions of the community you came from and your family and your role in it.
I never came from a place of anger. I really, really love the world that I came from, and I've always tried to find a place for myself in it, knowing full well that I was doing something a little bit risky or even risque. But in doing the film, in addition to me having a goal in Hungary to get the couch for my father, it also created a talk space in the family where all of a sudden I had something to talk to my family about. All of a sudden I had stories to tell. And what I was talking about was to some degree relevant. On the other hand, no matter what I do in my life, it's still considered peripheral unless it's within the confines of creating a family in the Orthodox way. So what the film did is it created an inroad. It also created an inroad to people who've left the Hasidic community, you know, published poets, storytellers, filmmakers, writers, and created a bit of a community for us where we can talk about a lot of these issues. You know, we're considered bums, you know, fallen people in the world that we come from, and part of us believes that stuff. And so it's really nice to have that community as well. And finally, it really taught me about the importance of persistence in your own relationships and what you truly believe in. And my father, in the end, is the hero, frankly. I mean, the bottom line is, without him, I could never have done this. I think it's him that really stands up in the face of all this and says, okay, you know, I see that this is your life. I don't approve of it, but I see it. And that's a very powerful message.
Pearl Gluck, thanks very much.
Thank you, Melissa.
Pearl Gluck's new film is titled Divan. It opens next week in New York.